We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Mem. Rav Nosson Zal says, this halacha has been based on the 11th story in Sipurei Maaseis, the story of the prince and the son of the maidservant who got switched, and we've been learning quite a bit about the topic of Chanukah. We had a lot on that. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke a lot about the topic of light, light being synonymous with truth. The pasuk Hashem Oircha Va'amitcha, Hashem is your light and your truth. And we spoke about the world that we are in, which is called Olam HaSheker, where it's topsy-turvy. What's most important seems to be least important, and what's least important is made to be most important. And Rav Nosson Zal had shown that basically it's simply a change in name or title. Because a person cannot change the truth. He can't take a person who's a prince, who's been born to the queen, and change him into a somebody born to a maidservant. What we can do is start calling this one by the other one's name and vice versa. And we spoke quite a bit about that. Until now, when we spoke about candles and light, we spoke about the candles, the Chanukah candles, and the light of Chanukah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce the Shabbos candles and show us some of the differences between Shabbos and Chanukah regarding this issue of light. Paragraph Mem, V'zeh b'chinas ner shel Shabbos. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll get a new understanding in the Shabbos candles. Ki Shabbos hu melech, because Shabbos is also referred to as king. We know that the 7 days of the week correspond to the 7 midos of Hashem, from Chesed through Malchus. Sunday, Yom Rishon, is referred to as Chesed. Monday, Yom Sheni, is Gevura, which makes Shabbos, the 7th day, Malchus, corresponding to the kingdom of Hashem. Bechinas Shabbos Malkasa, like we refer to Shabbos in Lechododi as Shabbos Malkasa. V'sheisha Simeach Oil, whereas the 6 days of the week, heim bechinas Avdus, they correspond to servitude, servants, or slavery. We find the pasuk says, "Sheishes yomim ki bohem oisim malocha v'avdus," because it's during the 6 days of the week that we work and we perform, we provide services, servitude. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, "Sheishes yomim ta'avoid v'osisa kol melachtecha." So we see that the weekdays are associated with avdus, avodah, and Shabbos is associated with Melech. U'b'Shabbos yisporedu kol po'elei oven. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Shabbos, all spiritual forces of evil and impurity disappear. They move away from the Kedusha, from the holiness. These forces, which during the weekdays are constantly attacking the holiness and trying to draw from the holiness what they need and more than they need, when it comes to Shabbos, they step back. V'nisbatel b'chinas ha'avdus, and the avdus disappears. Shehein b'chinas uvdin d'choil, which refers to weekday activity. B'chinas lametes malochoi, such as the 39 acts of work. Shebohem ne'achaz zuamas hanochosh, in which are attached the impurity of the snake, the original snake that got Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which caused Hashem to issue 39 curses, 10 curses to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the ground, to the earth. And those 39 curses evolved into the 39 acts of work that we're involved in during the 6 days of the week. Shehu b'chinas avdus. The nochosh is referred to as avdus. We mentioned earlier that we find the Torah issued a curse. Hashem cursed the snake. Hashem said to the snake, "Arur ato mikol chayas asodeh, you are cursed from all the animals." And at the same time, slavery, servitude is a curse. Noach issued a curse to his son Chum, and the curse was "Arur Kenan eved avodim yilechov," that Kenan is cursed. What's the curse? Avdus. So we see that Avdus and the snake go together. Shekol ze hu bechinas sheker kanal. And all of this is associated with sheker, falseness, because that's what the snake was promoting. He was promoting falseness. V'alkein b'Shabbos hu bechinas emes. And this is also why Shabbos is referred to as truth. Kemoi shom razal, as the Gemara says, afilu amhoretz yore l'shaker b'Shabbos. Even an amhoretz, even an illiterate person, an unlearned person, is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is light, Shabbos is truth. Ki Shabbos shmo dekodesh baruch hu. Because the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that Shabbos is the name of Hashem. And we spoke a lot about this earlier, how the name of Hashem is what represents Hashem. Shehu b'chinas emes, which is synonymous with truth. Hashem alekechem emes. Emes is the seal, the insignia of Hashem is emes, the Gemara says. Choysomo ishla kodesh baruch hu emes. V'alkein hatzadikim amitim nikroim Shabbos. And it's for this reason that the true tzadikim are called Shabbos. Kamashikosov Barashbi, as the Zohar HaKodesh says about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, that his students said about him, Antu Shabbos de Kulhu Yoimi. You are the Shabbos of the entire week. We are your students. We receive from you, like the 6 days of the week receive their blessing from the Shabbos. Ukemuva Zois Bahatoira Bereshis Hanal. And as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this, in the chapter on Likutei Moran entitled Bereshis that we mentioned earlier, chapter 67, in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and for this reason, B'knisas Shabbos, Madlikin Ner Shel Shabbos. When Shabbos is entering, we bring it in with the candles, Shabbos candles. Shehu Hascholas Kabolas Kedusha Shabbos. That's the beginning of taking upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos. Kiner shel mitzvah hu bechinas oir ho'emes, because we learned earlier that a candle of mitzvah represents the light of truth, the light of Hashem. Bechinas hagdolas oir Hashem dekdusha. It represents elevating the light of Hashem's holy name. Ki ikar achizas hasheker shu bechinas oeved anal shehu bechinas shem shel sheker hu bechinas moirei esh kanal. Because the main ability of falseness, which is synonymous with servitude, which represents falseness, their main connection is fire. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, in Torah 67, in second half of the Quran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Mo'irei Oyer versus the Mo'irei Eish. The Mo'irei Oyer represent holiness, goodness, kindness. That's represented by light. Whereas fire, in this context, represents the opposite of that. It represents judgment. It represents destruction. It represents the sitrachra. False. It represents falseness. Ubishabbos, we know that we bring in the Shabbos with light. We bring in the 6 days of the week with fire. We make the bracha on the Havdalah candle, boirei moirei ho'esh, not moirei ho'er. Ubishabbos nizbatlin haklipois hanechosim b'moireyesh. And on Shabbos, those forces of tumah that are associated with this fire are nullified, are eliminated. On Shabbos, the tumah disappears. V'oz nimshach esh digdusha. And then it's replaced with a holy fire. Bibechinas, as the Pasuk says, rishofeho rishbei esh shalheves ko. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim speaks about a holy fire, when a person is inspired about Hashem, when a person is on fire spiritually in a good way, that's also that's a fire of Kedusha. Umeho'esh digdusha hazois madlikin ner shel Shabbos. And it's from this holy fire that we light the Shabbos candles, bringing in the Shabbos. It's brought that one of the main avoidas on Erev Shabbos is rechitzas mayim chamin, bathing in warm water or hot water, warm hot water. And it's brought that by us performing that activity, the bathing in the warm slash hot water on Erev Shabbos, that brings a response from Hashem, that brings down a heavenly fire that causes the forces of Tumah to run, the fire to leave, and that's what allows us to come into Shabbos in purity. V'chein neirois ha-menoira, v'ner Chanukah, v'chol ha-neirois shel mitzvah. And the same thing is true about the candles in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the candles, the Chanukah candles that we light, and all candles that are lit for the sake of mitzvah. They're all related to truth and holiness. V'yayidei zeh daiko nechnoen v'nizbatlin b'chinas haklipois shenachozem b'moireyesh. And it's these holy candles of holiness that eliminate the klipois, the forces of tumah, that draw their energy from fire, from the negative aspect of fire. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoi. Because we have a rule that whenever you want to sweeten a din, a judgment, you have to go to the source of the judgment. When you want to fix the left side, you have to go into the left side to repair it over there. Ki me ha'esh yotzu v'ha'esh toichlem. Because the pasuk says they came from fire, and therefore fire is what destroys them. So this is why we bring in the Shabbos with hot water, with bathing in hot water, with the fire, the candles, the ner shel Shabbos. But there it's a fire of kedusha. V'zeo b'chinas ner shel Shabbos kanal. Okay. So that's what the Shabbos candles, that's what the 6 days of the week are about versus Shabbos. So Shabbos is very special. When Shabbos comes, the Tumah disappears and we bring in the Mo'erei Oyer and we bring in only the positive, healthy aspects of fire. Aval b'chol hashono ein zoichin lahamshich hizgalus u'emes b'shleimus kiyim b'Shabbos. However, throughout the year, throughout the rest of the year, we only have the ability to reveal this truth in a proper way on Shabbos. Shemarames aloosid lovoi. And Shabbos symbolizes the future, when Mashiach will come. Sheoz yizgale ho'emes b'shleimus. That's when the truth will be revealed in its fullest sense. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 12, Sfas emes tikoin lo'ad. The truth will be established permanently, will be, future tense. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, koinanto loiksiv. It doesn't say that the truth has been established. It says it will be established. Right now, we're operating in an olam ha-sheker, a world that's mostly full of falseness. So that's throughout the year. Avol, that we can only really get a taste of truth on Shabbos. Aval al yedei toikef hanes shel Chanukah. However, through the powerful miracle of Chanukah, onu zeichin lahamshich ha'oras ha'emes, we're able to draw upon ourselves some of this light of truth. Hagdolas shem Hashem, an elevation of Hashem's name, shem dekdusha, the holy name, afilu b'yemei achol, even during the 6 days of the week. Umachnim umevatlem zuam ha'soeved, b'mekoimoi b'atzmoi shehu b'sheishes me'achoyel. And we have the ability to subdue and eliminate the tumah of the slave, of the servant, in his own ballpark, in the weekdays, during the 6 days of the week. She'oz yesh achiza lo'uvden d'choyel. During the 6 days of the week is when weekday activity is prevalent. Shehu b'chinas eved, which is the servant, the slave. V'yafal pikein, and even though this is their time, onu mamshichim oz b'chinas hakedusha shel Shabbos, we're able to draw some of the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, al yedei hadlokas ner Chanukah, by lighting Chanukah candles during the weekdays, legalois oyer ho'emes boilam, to broadcast, to reveal this light of truth in the world. Levatel hachiluf shel ho'eved shenechla b'ben melech, to eliminate this switch, this upside-down situation where the servant has replaced the king. Sheniske gamato levarer amitas Hashem, so that we should have the ability even now, before Moshiach comes, even now while we're still in the world of falseness, to be able to clarify the true names, to put the right titles on each thing, to put the right label on each thing. Leda, mi roi lekroisa bemes bebchinas shem ben eved, u mi roi lekroisa bemes beshem ben amelech. To know and realize who is the one who really deserves the title Eved, and who is the one that really deserves the title Melech. Vezeo bechinas, and this goes back to a pasuk we quoted a few pages earlier, a pasuk from Mishlei chapter 31, where the pasuk says, Vatokom ba'oid laila, she got up when it was still nighttime, Vatitein teref levesa, and she provided food, nourishment for her family. Hamavur le'el bo'is yudbeis, this was explained earlier in paragraph 12, Hainu, shegam becheshkas laila, this shows us that we, the Jewish people, have the ability, even while it's still night, even while we're still in exile, before Mashiach comes, megalin oyer ho'emes, we have the ability to reveal some of that light of truth. Shezeo bechinas ner Chanukah, this is the symbol symbolized in the Chanukah candles. Shemamshichim ho'oyer hakodosh, oyer ho'emes gam bimeachol, whereby we draw this holy light, this light of truth, even during the weekdays, ulemato miyudfochim, and we even have the ability to bring it down below a height of 10 tfochim. The Gemara says that usually the Spirit of Hashem, the Shekhinah, never gets within 10 tfochim of the earth, because the earth is cursed, it's tameh, it's no good, so Hashem keeps his distance, except Chanukah. Chanukah is the exception to that rule, where the halacha says, and the Gemara says, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, that on Chanukah is the one time in the year when Hashem says you can light the menorah below 10 tefachim, to show that Hashem is willing to reach out to us on that level, to come all the way down to us. Uke'en hamavur bekavonus, and Rav Nosson Zal says, this is sort of what's explained in the writings of the Arizal, where he explains the mitzvah of Chanukah. Ayin shom, look over there, v'hovein heitev, and understand very well the concept that's being presented here. Paragraph Mem Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the story, the 11th story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the Ben Melech Ben Shifcha, where it speaks there about a prince who gets switched when he's a baby. The midwife decides to play a little game and to switch the two kids, the queen's child and the maidservant's child that were born at the same time, to do a switch on them and to see how they're going to develop and everything. And the story tells how this Ben Melech, how the one who's really the prince, how he goes through incredible, incredible things to get back to his kingdom. And towards the end of the story, we find that he comes back to his country, and he's told there that they're looking for a king, but they were told by the earlier previous king that the only one who will be qualified to be the next king of the country is one who can prove himself. And they put him through certain tests to prove whether he really qualifies. One of the tests is that they show him a throne, And they tell him that this throne is, something's wrong with it. And if you can repair the throne, if you can fix it and correct it, then this will show that you're qualified to sit on the throne, to be the king. And he studies it, he studies the situation, and he realizes that there's nothing really wrong with it. It's just that there are a couple of things that are out of place. There's a rose, a decoration of the throne, a rose that's supposed to be on top of the throne, that somehow fell, it's on bottom. And by just picking it up and putting it in its right place, by just moving a couple of things around, not taking anything away or introducing anything new, but just changing things, putting things in their proper position, the throne will be perfectly in order. And he does this, and this is one of the things that proves to them that he's the one who's worthy of being seated on the throne, being the true king. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'zeh b'chinas ha-kisei she-sider koroi. What we're learning here now is tied into the throne that's mentioned in the story there, which the Ben Melech ended up making order, putting everything in order. Sha-yidei-zeh hoyo tikunoi shel ha-Ben Melech o-emes she-chozar le-malchuso ya-yidei-zeh. This ended up being the final tikun of the prince, which allowed him to return to his rightful place as king. Ayin As Rabbeinu Zal says there in the story, Ayin Shem, look up the story if you're not familiar with it, and you'll know what we're referring to. Now Rabbeinu Zal connects this to us and to the Torah. Kiksiv, because the Pasuk says at the end of last week's Parsha, at the end of Parsha's Beshalach, Ki Yod Al Keis Ko, Hashem's hand is outstretched towards his throne. And the Gemara says, look at this, Hashem, the word throne is spelled improperly. The word throne is Kisei, and here it's called Keis. And Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it's spelled Yud Kei, where there's something missing from the throne, and there's something missing from Hashem's name. So the Gemara says, Ein Shemoi Sholem, Ve'ein Kisoi Sholem, Ad She'imoche Zecher Amolek. Hashem's name is incomplete, and the throne of Hashem is incomplete until any memory of Amolek will be wiped out completely. This is the Psikta, the Medrash, Huva Bepirush Rashi, which Rashi HaKadosh quotes. Shehu Zuamas Hanochosh. We've mentioned many times that Amalek represents this Tumah of the snake. We know that Haman was a descendant of Amalek. And the Gemara says, where is Haman mentioned in the Torah? By the Eitz Hadas, by the Nochosh. Hamin Hoetz. When Hashem asked Otam and Chava, did you eat from that tree I told you not to? Hamin is the letters Haman. So we see that Haman, Amalek, is associated with that snake, that original snake. Shehu Bechinas Eved, who is the one who is cursed, the Eved we mentioned earlier. Ki kol zman sheyesh elu hashinuyim v'achilufim boilam. Because as long as things are upside down in this world, as long as things have been made the opposite of what they're really supposed to be, then gam hakisei kaviyochel eino sholem, then Hashem's throne is also incomplete. Shezeo bechinas ma sheloyhoyo mesuder yofe hatziurim shel hakisei. This is what the Ben Melech realized, that the decorations around the throne were out of place. Things that were supposed to be on top were on bottom, and things that were supposed to be on bottom were on top. Shehem bechinas shoroshei haneshamos. We know that the throne of Hashem is actually the origin of where the souls come from, all the Jewish souls. The Gemara says that our souls are carved out from the Kisei HaKavod. So this actually refers to the souls, Shekulam Chatzuvim Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. Vegam Shmoy Einoi Sholem. And also Hashem's name is incomplete. Ki Loi Kishehu Nichtav Hu Nikra, as the Gemara tells us, that today we have an unusual situation. Hashem's name is written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we pronounce it completely different, as if it were written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the Pasuk says about that, Ki Zeh Shmi Le'ilum. The Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi La'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. So the Gemara says that the word La'olam is spelled without a Vav. Zeh Shmi La'olam, or Le'ilum. This is my name, which is supposed to be hidden, which in the current world, in the current state of the world, Hashem says, my true name has to be hidden. You can't say it, you can't call me by my actual name the way it's written. Ki machmas hashinuyim v'hachilufim shel hechli atmurois, because of the switches, the exchanges that have taken place as a result of the hechli atmurois, which we mentioned in previous shurim, that this refers to a place in heaven where these swaps and switches take place. Sheroitzim lehizgaber alidei chet eitz hadas toivara, and this hechli atmurois is trying to take control of the world, trying to turn things upside down as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the eitz hadas, in which good and bad were all mixed up. They were confused. Alidei ze kaviyochel Hashenizborach Meshane Shemoi Bekavona. As a result of that, because of the state of affairs that was brought about by Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, that everything is a big mess and it's upside down. Those who are supposed to be considered most respected are given the least respect, and vice versa. Because of that, Hashem himself intentionally changes his name. Umislabeshatsmoy kaviochel bekamo levushim shoinim, And Hashem dresses him up, dresses himself up. He masquerades in all kinds of different clothing, b'chol eis, at all times, u'mestater esatzmoy bohem. And Hashem hides himself in these garments. He hides his true self, who he really is. Shezeo b'chinas kol hashemois v'hakinuyim she'onu koyremois soy ato bohem. This is the concept of all the different names and nicknames that we use for Hashem currently. Shehem b'chinas levushov, they represent garments of Hashem. They are like garments cover a person. Hashem's name cover who he really is, his real self. We know that a name, we've mentioned that the name is synonymous with Malchus. We say Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Lioilam Voed. The name is associated with Malchus. And we know that Malchus is also referred to as clothing, garments. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Hashem is king and he wears the royal garments. So the name is like a garment, like a cloak, a case in which the actual item is kept. Shehem Bechinas Levushov. So all the names that we use for Hashem today, the names and nicknames, are like garments of Hashem. Aval Shem Ho'etzem, but Hashem's real name, which is Yudke Vovke in this context, Nelam Venistarato, it is hidden and covered up today. We are not allowed to pronounce it. We're not allowed to say that name of Hashem. Ki ein shmoi sholem, ve'ein kisoi sholem, at shiyim chezech ramolei. Because Hashem's name is incomplete, and the throne of Hashem is incomplete until Amolek will be eliminated. Shehu zua masanocha, who is this tumah, the snake. Shehu b'chinas zua masoeved, which is the tumah of the servant. Shenechlaf, which was switched and made into the king falsely. Veroitzel his gaber b'sheker al ben amelech hashem, the servant who tries to do a switch and he's trying to replace the true prince. Umachmas achiluf v'sheker hazeh, and because of the fact that things are upside down in this world, gam hashem yisporach bi'atzmoy kaviochel meshane shmoy v'kisoy. Hashem also turns himself upside down, inside out. And Hashem hides himself. He changes his name and he changes his throne ad sheyimoche zichroi, until the last vestige of Amalek will be wiped out completely. Ki machmas shenisachis zuamas hanochosh behaguf al yidei chet odom rishon, because of the fact that the impurity of the snake has attached itself to the human body as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, al yidei hachiluf shel hechle atmurois, through the switcheroo and the swaps that take place in hechle atmurois, al yidei ze, as a result of that, ato, right now, hi toivo gedoila ma'oid, it is an extremely good benefit to us. The fact that Hashem has hidden his real name. Because we wouldn't be able to handle Hashem's real name. It would blind us. It would blow us out of the water. Because it would be considered too much light based on our weak state, based on our current state of weakness, because of the fact that we are defective. As a result of the Eitz Hadas, as a result of everything that happened, we couldn't possibly handle the regular flow, Hashem's standard flow of light. Therefore, Hashem has to tone it down. He has to cover it up tremendously with these coverings, so that we can't say Hashem's, we don't use Yud Kei Vav Kei. We cloak, we hide it in Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. V'al Kein Ato, and this is why now it is impossible for us to understand Hashem and to know about Hashem, unless we hide Hashem's real name. We don't reveal the real Hashem. Nimtza, Lahavdil. You know, pilots are being trained. When they train pilots, and the guy gets into the thing, and he's waiting for them to bring him to a Phantom jet or to one of these planes. And they bring him into a room in some kind of cellar, and they show him this machine, and he says, "Hey, I didn't register for Playland, Rockaway Playland. I registered for the Air Force. What are you guys bringing? I want to get into one of those planes." And they say, "Hey, you don't understand. If we put you in a plane right now, it's very, very likely that you're going to kill yourself and blow up the plane. That's why for the first 6 months, you don't get to look at a plane. For the first 6 months, we're going to put you through all kinds of preparations and introduction to prepare you that after all of that training and the simulators and all of that, then maybe, hopefully, we're going to be ready to put you into that $30 or $100 million plane and give you a chance at trying it out." You know, that kind of thing. Lahavdil. In the state that we are in today, we can't possibly approach Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, which is called Shem Watsim, the ultimate reality, the true name of Hashem. And this is why we can only relate to Hashem via the nicknames, these kinuyim and v'chulu. Nimtza she'ein lanu ato koyach lekabel yediyas ho'emuna k'doysha b'shmo yisborach. We don't have the ability now to receive, to digest true faith in Hashem, a recognition of true faith in Hashem and in Hashem's name, other than by Hashem hiding His real name, and Hashem has cloaked Himself and covered Himself in these other names and nicknames, by which we relate to Him now, by which He's called now. This is what the Gemara and the Medrash is referring to when it says Hashem's name is incomplete. It means that we cannot currently relate to Hashem's real name. And it's only by us being given this watered down version, in a sense, kaviyochel, with much, much less brightness of light, that gives us the ability to relate to Hashem now and to connect with Hashem and understand Hashem on our level. Because had Hashem not done that, we would not be able to connect with Hashem at all or to relate to Hashem, because the light would be simply too bright for us. The Gemara in Gittin, when it speaks about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, tells about one of the great, great tzaddikim, Rebbe Tzadok, who fasted for 40 years to try to hold off the destruction of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara says that finally, when Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to find favor in the eyes of the Roman emperor and he granted him three wishes, one of the things he asked for was a doctor to heal Rebbe Tzadok. And the Gemara describes how they healed him, how they brought him back to civilization. And the Gemara says at first he was only able to handle clear liquids, totally clear liquids, and a little bit at a time. And then slowly, they raised the thickness of the liquid a drop at a time every few days to readjust his body to be able to go back. And the Gemara speaks about him sucking out the juice from a fig, from a date. The Gemara tells the story of a woman who found one of the figs who Rabbi Tzadok had sucked out the juice from it. Hashgacha, we're mentioning this on Tu B'Shvat, the day of the year of the Peirois of Eretz Yisrael, the special Peirois, the Tmorim, the Teinim, etc. But here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us this concept that a person needs to know where he's at, what he can handle, and this is part of the incredible kindness of Hashem in recognizing our situation and Hashem kaviyochel adjusting Himself to make His light adaptable to our situation, our matzav. V'chol ma shonu zeichem leida mishmo yisborach ulahamen bo yisborach. And to the degree that we are zeiche to get to know about Hashem in the current state, to get to know about Hashem's names And to believe in Hashem, k'moy kein nichna v'nekar v'nizbatel v'nimcha zechra molik min olam, that eliminates and lowers and weakens the name of the Russia, the name of Amalek, from the world. Shehem hakfirois v'hakirois, they represent those people who ask the wrong kinds of questions, philosophers and the wrong kinds of scientists who question Hashem, who question the Torah, who challenge faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah. Haboim meiriboyor, which comes from this problem of too much knowledge, too much light, in a sense. Mashechoikrim b'mashein lohem reshus. They try to delve into areas of knowledge which they're not permitted to, which we currently are not allowed to delve into those areas. Shehu b'chinas, which the Gemara defines as malifnim, malaocher, malamala, malamata. That which is inside of, that which is behind, that which is above, and that which is below. That's the terminology that the Gemara uses to refer to certain kinds of questions about Hashem, which we are not permitted to ask right now in this physical world. Shekol hakushis v'akfiroi shalamechakrim nimshochem isham, whereby their questions, the kind of questions that they ask, are coming from there, from those kind of places. Shehem b'chinas zua masanochosh, that's associated with the tumah of the snake. Shema klipois v'sitrachra hanimshochim meiriboyor, that represents the forces of tumah, which also were created as a result of too much light. Shegoram miso u'shvira chasishom, which caused death and breakage. Shvira sakelim. We know that when you have light, when you have a lamp, the old day lamps, we had a wick and oil, you know, you raise the wick a little bit to make the flame larger, and then you raise it a little more, a little more, a little more, and then you raise it a little more, and boom! The wick and the fire and the oil and the glass thing, everything blows, and now you're sitting in perfect darkness. Why? Because you tried to go for too much light. You raised the light too high. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very, you know, one of the statements of one of the rules in Kabbalah and Chassidus, ki ha'alomas ho'oir umi'utoi v'tzimtzumoi ze ikar hatikun, because the hiding of the light and the limiting of the light and the constriction of the light, that's the main tikun in the world today. In our current state, the tikun requires limiting the light. And those people who don't know that, and they say, hey, if light's such a good thing, hey man, turn up the lights. And they try to go for more than can be handled now. It results in all kinds of destruction. Ki yodua b'kisvei ha'arizal, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. Nimtza, we see therefore, shedaiko al yedei she'ein shmoy sholem kavyochol, that it's specifically by Hashem's name being incomplete, by us not mentioning Hashem's real name. This is what helps us defeat the other side. Shehu b'chinas Amalek, which is Amalek. V'oz kishayimche zichroi, and then when we will succeed in totally wiping out any trace of Amalek, al yidei hisgabrus so emuna gdoisha, through a tremendous increase of faith in Hashem in the world, shemizgabrim Yisroel lahamin bo yisboro b'emuna levad, where Jewish people will rise to the occasion and they'll show their willingness to believe in Hashem with faith alone, meaning even though we don't understand everything, even though we're told we can't ask certain questions, no problem, we're still in. Just like at Har Sinai, the Jews signed up, Naaseh v'nishma, we're committed. Now, after we committed, after we signed, now let's hear what it's all about. Now, whatever we can know, we're happy to know. Whatever we can't know, we're happy not to know. Bibchinas ha'alomas shem ho'etzem daika. And this relates to the hiding of Hashem's most basic name, the name Yudkei Vovkei. Ki einom roitzim lachkor klal bepnimius yediyas retzoinoi v'hanagoysov lohoven darki Hashem. Because we, the Jewish people today, aren't interested in delving into the inner secrets of Hashem and Hashem's behavior to try to understand everything about Hashem. Rakeim ma'aminim bepshitus, but rather we believe with simple faith, shehu hayotzer, hu haboirei, manegu mashkiach, that Hashem is the creator, he is the supervisor, ubameh she'ein lohem rishus lachkor, einom choikrim klal, and in the areas that we're told we're not allowed to delve into, we stay far away from it. Ki yoidim, because we know, she'i'efsher lahasig achshav kanal, that it is impossible for us today to understand certain things about Hashem. So therefore, al yidei shleimus ha'emuna hazois, through this perfection of emuna, of faith, nizke lo'osid, she'izgal alonu shem o'osid, we will be zoicha at a future date that Hashem will reveal to us his true name, the essence of his name. Ki oz Hashem yikorei kiksivosoi. Then the Gemara tells us Hashem's name will be pronounced the same way it's written. Va'oz yismali pigimas halavona. And the Torah tells us also that at that time in the future, the defect of the moon will be repaired. We know when Hashem first created the sun and the moon, they were equal. They were called Shnei Ma'oirois Hagdoilim, two great lanterns. And then as a result of a complaint on the part of the moon, Hashem lessened the light, he decreased the light of the moon. And that's called Pegimas Halavona. The moon is defective, in a sense. And in the future, it'll be V'yia Oir Halavona Kor Hachama. The light of the moon will be restored to its original power. It'll be like the light of the sun. Kikol Bechinois Hanal Shelachiluf Hanal. Because all the different examples of this switch that took place between the prince and the maidservant son, between the body and the soul, between the Jewish people versus the other nations, all the different examples we gave, ze nimshach mebechinas pegimas halavona. This all dates back to that story with the sun and the moon, where Hashem ended up lowering the light of the moon. She'omro, whereby the moon said, you can't have two kings sharing one crown. One of us has to be in charge. And in saying this, this caused a defect in the kingdom, in the Malchus. And then Hashem said to the moon, okay, can't have two equal? You go down, you step down. And by the moon stepping down, that's what made it vulnerable and to the klipos, to the forces of tumah being able to attach themselves to it. Shemishom nimshach koyach malchus the sitrachra. That's where the kingdom of the other side draws its power from the pegima salavona. Shehu bechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 30, tachas eved ki yimloich. That there are three things that are appalling, that are terrible. One is the servant who takes over the kingdom, and the maidservant who takes over her master's role, kiyadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus. V'alkein mevoyer b'hamay sohanal harbe me'inyin chadsusi desira. And that's why in the story over there, the story of the Ben Melech and the Ben Shivcha that Rabbeinu Zal tells there, he speaks a lot about the laughter of the moon, about the moon laughing. Shehu bechinas tikun pegimas halavona. That represents the repair of the defective state of the moon. When the moon is defective, then there is no laughter. There's crying. There's shame and embarrassment. V'chofra halavona. When the moon will be restored to its actual light, then there'll be the true simcha, like we say at Kiddush Levona every month when we say the brachas of Kiddush Levona. Kama shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the story, sheshoma balayla hanigun sheosu lekvoid halavona, that the Ben Melech, the prince, heard during the night the special song that was being sung in honor of the moon, shehachamo osolo malbush chodosh, whereby the sun prepared a new garment for the moon. This is what Rabbeinu Zal mentions there in the story. Shehu bechinas chatzusi de siara kimavur sham beremez b'seif ha'maisa kanal. That also is related to the laughter of the moon, the joy and happiness of the moon, as Rabbeinu Zal explained a little bit at the end of the story, after he finished telling the story. V'chein ha'inyin shahalavono toyenes imachamo. And so too, what we find over there in the story, that the moon complains to the sun and says, Madua kisha'ato bo ein li shem. Why is it that when you appear on the scene, I have no name, I am not mentioned anymore? Ayin Shem, look over there in the story where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Ki kol inyan hachilu fanal. Because the whole concept that we're discussing throughout this halacha of things being turned upside down, shehu b'chinas sheker kanal, which is the falseness of this world, ze b'chinas cheshchas laila, that's synonymous with the darkness of night. Shenimshach mebechinas miyut hayoreach, which is a result of the light of the moon being less than the light of the sun. And again, when it's dark, you can't see. When it's dark, you're given a false impression. When a person doesn't know the truth about something, he says, I'm in the dark. V'alkein ikar hatikun alidei bechinas chatzusi desira. And therefore, the main tikkun of all of this is going to be when the joy and happiness is restored to the moon. Shehu b'chinas miloi pegima salavona, meaning that the defectiveness of the moon is going to be repaired. Ki hakol b'china achas v'kosher zebozeh, because all of these different concepts are all one and they're all connected. It's different terminology that's being used to describe the same concept, the same situation. Ki kifi tikun pegimas halavona, kemoikein nidche zuamas hanocha shvevet kanal. Because to the degree that we succeed in repairing the moon and restoring it to its original status, to that degree we're eliminating the tuma of the snake and of the servitude, venizbatel hasheker shalachiluf, and we're doing away with the falseness, this upside down state of affairs, venizgale ho emes boilam. And the truth is being revealed in the world. Ad sheniske sheyovoi Moshiach tzikenu, until we'll be zeicha that Moshiach will come, shehu haben melech hoemes. He is the true prince, the true ben melech, v'yigale hoemes b'shleimus boilam. And he's going to reveal the truth in its highest sense to the entire world, v'yisader hakisei keseder. And he will organize the throne properly. He'll set everything straight. Ki yeda kol shoroshei haneshomois b'shleimus. Moshiach will be the one to know all the roots of every single Jewish soul. Heichon mekoyma v'tikuna shel kol neshama neshama. Where each and every soul belongs. Where it's plugged into the control room, into the throne of Hashem. V'yisakein kol tikunei ashchina. And he's going to be the one to finalize and complete all the repairs to the Shechina, to the Spirit of Hashem, Shehem Bechinas, which are symbolized by Mito, Shulchan, Kisei, and Menorah, which are mentioned in that story. The bed, the table, the chair, and the Menorah. The first letters of these four, these are terms that are used to describe the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was called Cheder HaMitois, and we had the Shulchan and the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is also the residence, the seat of Hashem, the Shochanti B'Soichem. It's brought at the first letters of Mito, Shulchan, Kisei, Ner, spell the word Mishkan. And there's a lot said about this. V'yisader HaKoyel Koroy, and Mashiach will be the one to make complete, to put everything in its proper order and place. And then Hashem's name will be complete, and Hashem's throne will be complete. And the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. And they will be fulfilled, the pasuk, that we will go up on the mountain of Yerushalayim to judge the other side. Esav will get their true judgment. Lahachnia ulavatel es memshelis b'chinas eved, to subdue and eliminate the kingdom of the Eved, the false kingdom of the other side. Shehu bechinas Esav Hamolek, v'tachzor Hamalucha lemekoyma, and the kingdom will be returned to its rightful place. Bebechinas v'hoiso l'Hashem Hamalucha, the Malucha will, the kingdom will be returned to Hashem. Everyone will respect Hashem's authority. Shehu bechinas Malchus Moshiach, Shu Malchus Dikdusha. This is the Malchus of Moshiach, which is the true kingdom of holiness. Shekol Malchuso Yihye Rak Legaloi Soemes Boilam, whereby his mission statement, the mission statement of Moshiach, will be to reveal and broadcast the truth to the world. Lohidia Lechol Boyoilam Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid, to inform and enlighten the world that Hashem is the king, Hashem is in charge, and there's nobody but Hashem that's really in charge. Va'oz Yiskayim V'hoya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Horetz Bayoyim Hahu Yihi Hashem Echod Ushmai Echod, then will be fulfilled that Hashem will be recognized as king by the entire world, and Hashem will be one, and his name will be one, as we explained in the previous Shurim. B'mheira B'yameinu Amen. We hope that this will be very, very soon in our time. We'll hold it over here for now. We have one more shir, I hope, tomorrow, which is Thursday. I hope we'll be zeichet to complete this halacha, which took us quite a while. And then this is preparation for the major leagues. The next halacha, which is longer, easier in many ways, easier, but incredible, incredible new information, Mitzvah Shem.